This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. We are live in West Palm Beach. We'll be out at the ballpark today. Nationals and the Astros. Framber Valdez on the mound for the Stros today. We'll go deep on what we saw yesterday with the Astros at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. We'll do that. The NFL Combine underway. The workouts don't start until tomorrow, I believe. First position group goes tomorrow. The big one, that big position groups everyone's waiting for, the most sizzly ones, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, when it comes to the drills, those are on Saturday. But coaches were meeting with the media yesterday. Today is GM day, at least it is for the Texans. Nick Caserio will meet with the media at around 12:15 Houston time or so. D'Amico ran a little late yesterday, just got backed up. But we'll have all of that for you here on Sports Radio 610 throughout the day. D'Amico was good yesterday. Here was D'Amico Ryans when he was asked about the value of the combine to him as a head coach.
The biggest value I get from being here is just being able to sit down across from the players face to face, be able to hear their story, hear their background, their upbringing, but also just get to feel their energy and feel their passion and love for the game of football. It comes off in those 15-minute interviews, and I can feel that energy very instantly.
He feels the energy, Sean. He reads their aura. He has a sense about these things. He's like an Under Armour hippie.
Mm-hmm.
He'll sit there in athleisure gear, but with a dream catcher dangling above his head.
Aura.
And he'll just like, let's do some chanting and humming together.
He feels their aura, but if they themselves mention their aura, they're off the list.
That's right. Yeah, that's why we don't need that.
You can't use the word aura. Yeah, you have to have an aura, but don't cite your aura. Deshaun.
He's one of these guys, though, because we've seen it now, that there is a certain type of D'Amico player, and he talked about that yesterday when he was on the Texans radio, the scouts and the coaches and everybody, now that they're 2 years into it, they're starting to get a feel for what D'Amico wants, what type of player he wants. They'll say, oh, that's a D'Amico Ryans guy.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good. Organizations tend to, over several years, get their scouts and their coaches on the same page in terms of what they're looking for from their players. D'Amico's going to mention energy a lot, but it's not just something he read in a book once and decided to make a focus this offseason. He's all about that and the way that guys are committed to football and the way they play on the field. It's cool because we've seen the product. It's not, especially on defense, that it's not one of these things that a coach is just saying, but there's no substance to it.
Yeah, like this, the combine is their first swarm filter with these guys. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like that. This is the vetting of the guys that, particularly on defense, we've talked about. Wow, they've really done. And on defense, it's true. And with some of the offensive guys, but not all of them. But on defense, I feel like from the top of the depth chart to the bottom of the depth chart, they've done a really good job of vetting and finding guys that kind of embody
yeah.
what D'Amico was about as a player. And you're right. That the interview he did with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer was really good, and he literally said that. He said some of our scouts will literally write on their scouting reports, this guy is a swarmy player.
He's a D'Amico Ryans guy.
Yeah.
And when he talks about energy, I've told you guys before that one of the books that he has in his office is The Energy Bus by John Gordon, and I read that book a couple times. That I'm not bragging. It's a very short book, and it's basically a bunch of parables more so than anything else. But it's crazy. Like, if I were an agent and I had a player that I wanted to go to the Texans or that player wanted to go to the Texans, I would have them read that book because look at the – tell me if this sounds like D'Amico, the main themes in that book.
Okay.
Positive energy.
Yes.
Building positive relationships.
Absolutely.
Purpose and meaning.
Yeah, no question.
D'Amico said, like, what is your why three times yesterday.
Yeah.
Enthusiasm and passion.
No doubt.
And serving others.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to, if you're a young kid out there that wants to go play for the Texans, read that book and then basically parrot it in your meeting with D'Amico Ryans.
Not annoyingly, though. Yeah. Don't say, like, so as I read in The Energy Bus.
Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Coach Ryans? Yeah.
Oh, it's your favorite book. I didn't know.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't
know.
And then I'd have been. Then I would, if I were D'Amico, I'd give him a red X. I'm like, well, you should have known. I'm D'Amico Ryans. What's a meeting with the Texans like at the combine?
Yeah, a meeting with the Texans here at the combine. We hope it comes off as very loose. We want to make sure we're not trying to grill guys too much. I want to make them at ease because I remember being here at the combine where I had some of those meetings where they were very tense. And so I just want to make sure guys are at ease and they're comfortable and we just get to know the person. That's the main thing. We get a chance to watch as much tape as we can on these guys, but to really just sit down, helmet off, and like, let's know your background. Let's know why do you love the game of football and what's your why? Those are the things that we ask our guys, and you know, we have to get a lot of insightful comments from guys from asking those questions.
Yeah, I think keeping it loose is that I like hearing that just because I've always hated the way some teams operate with their combine interviews. It's that if you make it formal or if you make it intense, there's certain guys who might be awesome football players and awesome dudes who just don't do well in that environment. So you just don't really get to know them, and it can end up being a strike against them. Or as a coach or as a personnel evaluator, you're not actually getting any useful information. You're just learning that, like, okay, if this guy ever applies to medical school, it might be tough for him in the interview process.
Yeah, but
it has nothing to do with actually who the guy is or how or football itself.
Yeah, how much he loves football. You know?
It does make me wonder, though, too, because, you know, Lance told that story. Lance Erline told the story about how there might have been some combativeness between CJ and Bobby Slowick at their meeting. And I just, if it is a laid-back environment, I wonder how that actually happened or what it looked like.
Yeah.
Like, it does, did he see D'Amico and CJ, or did he see D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick, and they were both like, hey, how you doing, fella?
Yeah.
And CJ said, what the hell do you mean?
I wonder,
like, where does this aggression come from?
It might have been on the 30 visit, too, where it could have happened.
Yeah.
Where they had a little bit longer to spend with each other.
Yeah.
So, but either way, was it the same format when you were at the combine? Was it 15-minute interviews?
Yeah.
How many teams did you meet
with? I can't even remember. Not that many, because I was like a late addition to the combine, so like five or six.
Yeah.
And
were most of your meetings like the ones D'Amico describes the Texans being, or were more of your meetings?
They were all different.
There was
one where I met with a position coach, and it was very much like what D'Amico was saying. There's another where you're meeting with a scout, and it was almost like the guy was just reading from a questionnaire.
Yeah.
It was I don't want to get too much into my own combine story, but because I was a late addition, and there were a few teams that apparently liked me a lot, so like they requested me to be there. So those teams wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
But things were way different back then.
Yeah.
There were a lot of teams that didn't know a single thing about me and didn't care to look.
Yeah.
So it was weird. I was a small school guy, and I felt kind of out of place because all these other guys are complaining about how many meetings they're going to all night long and everything. And I was like, yeah, me too. I'm totally exhausted. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're calling your family and you're like, I got five interviews tomorrow.
I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah. It's funny.
I was like Steve Carell acting like I knew what boobs felt like in 40-year-old
40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
That's great. D'amico Ryans, getting kind of specific on draft picks. This is at the very end of his media session. I found this one interesting. He talks about what the expectations are for guys based on where they're drafted?
Players come in all different types and sizes, man. But I think when you look at a guy, you're taking a guy in that first round, you're looking at guys who you're leaning on being, you know, day one starters for you. And, you know, second round on three, you're looking for guys who can possibly upgrade the roster to eventually become starters. But, you know, you want to see a guy and what he's done in college, how many snaps he's played, how effective has he been with the reps that he's been given.
So that's especially with the 25th pick, you know, that you're flirting with round two there and you're somewhere in the gray area.
Yeah.
But it does seem like, especially maybe since the Kenyon Green experiment continues to not look so hot, if that's something they've started to emphasize more in the last couple of years, is we want guys who are pro ready.
That's a quote that probably gets more interesting the day after the day one of the draft.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when, because if they draft an interior offensive line, a lot of these guys who've been playing interior offensive line are still going to be here.
Yeah.
But based on that quote right there, like if they draft Tyler Booker with the 25th overall pick, mm-hmm. based on that quote right there, my expectation is he's starting in – DeMeco Ryans expects him to start in week one for them.
Yeah.
He expects whoever they draft with that 25th overall pick to come in and take – whatever job is open by the throat.
Yeah.
Whether it's Emeka Ogbuka getting drafted to be the wide receiver opposite Nico Collins, or at least be in that rotation of the top three wide receivers, or more specifically, because which receiver's an interesting one, because you can get X amount on the field. You can get two on the field, you get three. Starter is a bit of a nebulous
term. But a
guy
that contributes and plays a lot.
Contributes and plays, but right guard or left guard, you're a starter.
It's a
those guys play
position, right?
They play 100% of the snaps.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I wonder with Ogbuka, Ogbuka might be one of those guys that if they're going to take him in the first round, they like a guy like Ogbuka because he's probably a little bit more pro-ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ceiling might not be as high as some of the other guys, but they might feel more comfortable that it's not as much of a projection. But you also can't be married to that, too. I mean, if a guy gets into camp and it's clear that he's not as far along as he thought he was, or he's not responding well, you can't just plug him in there. I'm still a little upset that they penciled Kenyon Green put him in pen on the depth chart as the starter all through training camp last year, when I felt like it really should have been a competitive situation, and it wasn't at all. But it's hard with the offensive line because you want him to get those reps and get the cohesion and the work with the center and the quarterback and all that.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Based on what D'Amico just said there about day two, guys, which would be second round and third round, since D'Amico got in the building there, he said guys that contribute with the expectation they become a starter.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. But they drafted Juice Scruggs in the second round, Tank Dell in the third round, D'Amico's first draft with Nick. And then last year, they drafted Kamari Lassiter and Blake Fisher in the second round and Kalen Bullock in the third. Those five guys, I mean, and Tank's injury is what it is. Like, that's, you know, you can't control that. When Tank was on the field, he was 100% worth the 69th pick in the draft or whatever he was.
Yeah.
You know? So, Juice Scruggs is a work in progress still, as is Blake Fisher. Any offensive lineman that's a young offensive lineman, I need to wait and see how they do in this next chapter of offense. But the other guys, Kamari Lassiter, high-end starter who I think has Pro Bowl potential. Kalen Bullock, I'd say the same thing at safety. And then, you know, Tank obviously is a wild card because he's injured right now. But they've done a decent job of getting guys, I think, that fit that D'Amico description these first couple years he's been collaborating with Nick.
Well, Kamari Lassiter last year, it was the 42nd pick overall, relatively early in the second round. And he was a guy that they felt, I think, through their evaluation process, but definitely when he stepped in the building, that he was ready to play.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, you know, with Kamari, if they had either they had a first-round type of grade on him, perhaps, because they felt like he was ready to play.
He got the Kenyon Green treatment.
Yeah.
He was,
yeah. Remember, yeah, he mean, was right away.
He was a starter right away. Yeah.
Now, Kenyon, yeah, to be clear, Kenyon wasn't a rookie last year, but he got that. As a rookie, Kamari Lassiter got that treatment right away.
Yeah. One more from D'Amico. This is D'Amico on working with Nick Caserio these last few years on the draft.
Year three for myself and Nick working together, and it's been seamless. Like, it's easy because we see football the same. We know the type of players that we want on our team. We know that mindset that we're looking for in players. It's guys who have that relentless mindset, guys who love football. Those guys jump out to us, right? Guys who are leaders, that jumps out to us. Those characteristics that they don't lose those when they come into the NFL. If guys were leaders at college, guys play with a certain play style and a demeanor in college, that's going to carry over to the NFL. So those are the type of players we look for, and we want good people. Right? And that's the thing that me and Nick agree on the most. You want to win, but you want to win with great people. And we both believe that you can do that, and we've shown that by some of the guys we drafted in CJ, Will, Kamari, Henry. It's just a lot of great people, and it's fun when you're working with great people who are talented and they're like-minded, and we're all reaching that same goal.
It's one thing that used to bother me a lot with when Rick Smith was the GM, and I'm not trying to just bag on Rick Smith. There was just one element of one thing that Rick Smith operated was sometimes the guys in the mid rounds, it felt like every year there was a guy taken in the third round who was a really good football player, had a whole lot of physical potential, but his one flaw was, we're not sure if this guy actually even likes football.
Yeah.
And eventually one would go off to be wrestling in WWE. There's Lewis Nix was a guy that I was never sure he was 100% all that committed
Sam
to football.
Sam Montgomery,
right.
Part of the KC
three. Yeah, and I think the one thing they've done well in the
Braxton last... Miller.
Yeah, oh.
He loved him some Braxton Miller.
Yeah. Remember the knock on Braxton Miller? They took him off the board up in New England because they felt like he cared way too much about
Hollywood,
the football lifestyle,
yeah,
than football itself. Yeah. Whereas what they've done with the mid-rounds with D'Amico and CJ together, I think they've done a really good job of getting guys who are just kind of gritty football players. You go back to last year, like Blake Fisher, Kalen Bullock, Cade Stover. Those are your guys in your second through fourth rounds. Those guys all feel like the right kinds of guys.
Yeah.
If you go through the second through fourth round, fifth round picks from a couple years ago, you know, Juice Scruggs. I like Juice Scruggs, and I think he plays the right way. You know, we still have to see what his actual potential is,
yep,
as a player. But then Tank Dell and Dylan Horton and Henry Toa.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one of those guys, what'd he do? Oh, he just beat stage four cancer.
Stage
that's
four.
All. Yeah, that's all.
Stage
yeah.
four. Yeah.
That's swarmy. That's very swarmy.
I would say if there's one thing D'Amico said that maybe there's a disconnect with some fans. Not me. I'm with him. Like, it's way more fun to win when you actually like the guys that you're winning with.
Yeah.
I do think there's probably some fans out there like, I don't really care how good a person they are if they're really good at football.
Yeah, but he's not – it's not like he's saying I want somebody that was, you know, a teacher's pet in college or anything. He wants guys that are really – he thinks that having a passion for football and then having a bunch of those guys on your team go hand in hand with actual success. It's not, as Nick had said, you don't need all choir boys, but you want guys who have like high good football personalities.
Yeah. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday here. We will circle back to the Astros at the top of the hour. We're here in West Palm Beach. Thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors. We thank them for bringing us here. We'll talk about the Astros and headlines coming up next. We'll hear more from D'Amico Ryans. Rockets win last night. One of the ugliest close game wins that you're ever going to see. But a win's a win, right? With the Rockets, and they got the Spurs sans Wemby tonight on the docket. So we'll get into all that in headlines coming up next.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.